Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Monday, and I have a question. Is your money working for you? Today on the Minute, what happens to my 401k when I retire? I got a long email from Barbara S., a loyal, longtime listener, and she had a slew of questions about retirement. Over the next few days, I will try to answer Barbara's questions because they're very good. And if you have retirement or any other questions regarding your finances, be sure to send them in. Because of time restrictions, I can't go into a lot of detail on the air, but if you would like more detailed or private answers, you can always go to the website and click on Private Consult button and sign up for a private call with me. I have a special rate for September, so there's never been a better time to get answers to your questions. Now Barbara writes, I know I have to take draws from my IRA at 70.5. What about 401ks or similar accounts? Do I have to take a bit from each account? Should I roll it into one account? I don't really like the idea because I prefer the diversity of the management and types of holdings. You're right, Barbara. Because money has grown tax-deferred in IRAs and 401ks, at age 70.5, you must start taking distributions and pay taxes on those distributions as income. Regarding the status of your 401k, you can have as many accounts as you like, and yes, you do have to take some from each one. However, you have several options regarding what to do with the money in your 401k, and there are pros and cons to each one. First, you can leave it with your employer. The pro is it's easy. The con is that they often contain funds with very high fees, and your employer can change the plan at any time, and you have no control. Another option is to purchase an annuity where you could have a guaranteed income for life. The downside here is inflation, because over time you could have less purchasing power as inflation increased and your payments didn't. Another option is to roll it into an IRA where you have total control and you could choose investment options like low-fee mutual funds and ETFs and make this bundle as diversified as you like. So which option should you choose? Well, it depends on the amount of money you have and what sounds appealing to you, because you can actually choose more than one option. This is where doing your homework can save you a ton of headaches down the road. And that's the Minute for today. You know I love helping people with all aspects of their financial lives. If you have a question, send it to me at info@mindingyourmoneyminute.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit MindingYourMoneyMinute.com.